Hello. In this topic, I will present a software change via OTA in a Zigbee thermometer. Why am I changing this software over at all? Well, while it is very cool in appearance, has a display, and is powered by two AAA batteries, unfortunately the factory software is an example of how software should not be written for Zigbee. So, very short range, the device in practice needs to be a few meters from the Zigbee router. Placing it in another room often results in a loss of connection. Changing the firmware here won't help, such as the design. Temperature update every 30 minutes, regardless of whether the temperature changes or not. Possibility to manually refresh at the press of a button, but the button simultaneously switches between degrees Celsius, degrees Fahrenheit units. Rapid battery drain. 800 mAh rechargeable batteries last just over 6 months. What is the model anyway? Well, take your pick. TZ3000B Jiaozhou DF, TS0201, RSH HSO3, printed on board. TY0201. Such markings can be found regarding this thermometer. While the manufacturer does not seem to acknowledge this, simply Tuya. The device comes in two versions. Of course, it may be sold in some other version in a while. The first contains only the Zigbee ZTU module with the TLSR8258 chip, and this can be reprogrammed easily via OTA. The second one has an additional MRT08S SO8 chip, which does not know what it does. If you have this version, you have to solder this chip and make jumpers in place of the missing resistors, R2 and R3. In the version without the additional chip, these resistors are there and are 0 ohms. This is shown here. I had version 1, so I didn't have to do anything. Only to be safe, I made a copy of the original software. This isn't necessary, of course, but as the alternative software has only just been released, I preferred to be able to revert to the original should the need arise. To do this, I used a USB COM adapter on a CP1202 chip. I made a couple of copies and compared if I was sure the contents matched. Okay. It's now time to do the update. I'm changing the firmware to the Zigbee TLC version written by PVVX. Just this month, this thermometer model started to be supported by them. Admittedly, the version released is still marked as beta, but it fully supports this model. Also, a couple of weeks ago, there was a major change to the OTA support module in Zigbee 2MQTT. The ability to manually select the file to be updated has been added, so you don't have to fiddle with creating the relevant configuration files to specify the right file. Simply download it to disk and select it in the browser window. This is the list of versions of this firmware from PVVX. The relevant file should be downloaded from the bin directory on GitHub. 11413109230 1 ZTY0201Z V0134.Zigbee. The first one is the one to use in this case. It is used to perform an OTA update from the original firmware. 11410230 0134 01 ZTY0201.Zigbee. The second one is the one to use for OTA updates when Zigbee TLC is already installed on the device. ZTY0201V0134.bin. The third is a traditional binary for programmer uploads. Okay, so I specified this file. The update seemingly started, and an error occurred. Timeout. From what I read on GitHub, it is the case with this thermometer that you have to press the button on the case all the time during the update, for about 15 minutes of the update, so that this one doesn't go to sleep. Another example of how the factory software is messed up. Well, nothing. After those several minutes of clicking, the update reached 100% and the thermometer reset. Now we had to click on the Z2M in the device tab, reconfiguration, to have it redetected. And here's where another glitch. It turns out that the device is unsupported. Not really surprising, after all this software has only just been released, and presumably, with one of the next Z2M updates, support will be added. At the moment, however, I don't have any settings available, and there are quite a few in this firmware, such as calibrating the display, both on the display and via Zigbee.